This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The 2026 USDA Prospective Plantings Report is scheduled for release on Tuesday, March 31st. The report surveys farmer planting intentions for major crops, including corn and soybeans. This report gives us the first real snapshot of what planted acreage could look like for the upcoming growing season and the possible effect on prices in the ag marketplace. We will hear more from Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Matt Bennett is the CEO and co-founder of AgMarket.net, and he says that one of the biggest points of interest in the prospective plantings report will be how many corn acres shift to soybeans.
You look, for instance, at this acreage discussion. It's so complex. I mean, there's a lot of different things to think about. There's no doubt the grower from a cash situation is in a pretty tough spot after 3 years of tough margins. And so you'd think, you know, maybe soybeans have kind of went out a little bit, but then you look over at crop insurance and you can cover more of your revenue for less money invested whenever it comes to corn. We know the grower likes to plant corn. You just got bridge money for a lot of growers here recently, which well-timed, you know, if you're wanting to plant corn. And so, you know, you look at all those things and you'd think, well, we're probably going to lose some corn acres.
Bennett says there should be a natural uptick in soybean acres due to crop rotation this year, but with fertilizer prices recently spiking, it could add more acres switching from corn to beans.
This situation we've had in the last several days, fertilizer skyrocketed. So you've got to ask yourself, you know, if there's switch acres out there, you know, what does a guy think about 1160, you know, November beans? These corn at 485 looks great. But if your urea has gone up $150 a ton, you know, anhydrous ammonia, everything is higher on the fertilizer sides. I think we've whittled that down.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.